This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Moore. Three projects aimed at expanding oil drilling in northern Santa Barbara County's Cat Canyon were under consideration just 3 months ago. Today, only one remains. Sean Flannery reports.
The recent slate of proposed development projects in Cat Canyon would nearly triple the number of active wells in the area. But oil companies Aera Energy and PetroRock have both canceled those plans, citing uncertainties in the permitting process and the global oil market. Rick Rust is the public affairs project manager for Aera Energy.
We were going to face kind of an uphill battle in Santa Barbara. We applied for our permit over 5 years ago to do all that work and then, still have an uncertain future going before the Planning Commission and the Board of Supervisors. That is the kind of uncertainty that we're facing.
PetroRock did not respond to requests for comment on its withdrawn project. Groups like the Sierra Club and Santa Barbara County Action Network have voiced concerns about the project since they were announced. Aside from climate issues, the activist groups worry about oil tanker accidents, fire danger, and the risk of contaminating groundwater. Ken Huff is executive director of Santa Barbara County Action Network.
All the oil in these projects lies below the Santa Maria Valley groundwater basin. So you have to drill through the groundwater that 200,000 of us rely on as drinking water and irrigating 50,000 acres of crops.
Huff says leaks are rare, but that they do happen. TerraCore, the last company pursuing a development project in Cat Canyon, removed its plan from the Board of Supervisors' agenda last fall. But the company says it plans to move forward with the project to develop 233 new wells. TerraCore also says it's adding mitigation measures for greenhouse gas emissions and a solar project to take care of some electricity needs. John Zorovich is a senior planner with the Santa Barbara County Planning Department.
It was definitely an issue of concern for the community, the commission, the applicant. There's mitigation measures that were brought forward as conditions of approval on the project, which would require them to lessen the severity of their greenhouse gas emissions to a less than significant level. So I think that's what they're working on.
The SB County Action Network's Huff and a Sierra Club representative both say any solar component would be too little, too late, and would hardly account for the energy needs of steam injection oil recovery. TerraCore says it will likely resubmit its Cat Canyon application to the County Planning Committee later this summer. Reporting for KCBX News, I'm Sean Flannery.